Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, depending on where you are in the world. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm the host, Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
We got a special guest here today joining me. He's a MMA competitor, podcaster, coming out of Albuquerque. King Bao in the house. King Bao, did I say your name right?
Indeed, you did.
King Bao, what's up, bro? Welcome, man. Welcome to the stream. How you feeling today, bro?
Man, feel like we got to get all these potential controlled opposition MFs to, you know. Can we curse?
Yeah, we can curse. Yeah.
Okay, we got to get these controlled opposition motherfuckers the fuck out of here. That's how I'm feeling. You know, I did a live stream last night, you know, potentially getting James O'Keefe out of here. And if he, I think he needs to respond to me and Stu Peters and Justin Leslie. So that's how I'm starting the day.
Damn, you coming in hot like that. Wait, hold on. What's the beef with James?
Well, James might have back in 2021 when Justin Leslie was working for him, hit a story about what was in the vaccines that was causing issues. And he dropped a documentary blowing the whistle on James called Project Whistleblower. So we did a live watch through of it last night. And all of the people, we had about, at one point in time, we had 5,000 people watching and everybody was blown away. Like it's pretty damning information of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, like they might be, potentially maybe, run by the CIA or the FBI.
Wait, who? Who might be run by the CIA or FBI?
Maybe.
Who?
Might be Project Veritas, James O'Keefe Media Group, and Mr. O'Keefe, potentially. And he admitted that he went to Bohemian Grove. So my whole thing, bro, is I want to have conversations out in the open. And I did the Jimmy Kimmel Challenge. I blew it for calling out Jimmy Kimmel in the ring and Hollywood and mainstream media for being, you know, pedophiles, potentially, might be, maybe. And I think that we just need to have open conversations, bro. Like, we need to figure out who's who, and we need to figure out who's for us and who's not.
Wait, what happened with Jimmy Kimmel?
So I called him out after a fight, because long story short, one of the big reasons I have a platform is because I created what's called the greatest media heist and takeover of the 21st century. I told the world that I had herpes after a fight. Mainstream media ran with it. But I also said that I fought to eradicate childhood malnutrition. So all of mainstream media took the herpes story, but didn't tell the world that I fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition. Jimmy Kimmel was one of them. So after my next fight, I came back and I said, Jimmy, I fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition, viral this. And until they release the flight logs, you, Hollywood, and the mainstream media are pedophiles to me, essentially. And so that blew up the internet. I started something called the Jimmy Kimmel Challenge that got millions of views on TikTok. None of the videos are up there anymore because they took away all six of my accounts, hundreds of thousands of followers, would have millions of followers if they never banned me. But the Jimmy Kimmel Challenge was me calling him out every single day for 46 days. And then I showed up at the Jimmy Kimmel Live studio and essentially tried to have a conversation with him, but he did everything to avoid me.
Damn. Did you actually see him?
No, we were out back just kind of like posing as we have a video of it. We were out back and we were just kind of posing as like maybe media or something. And the security knew who I was. Mm. So yeah, it wasn't a go.
Okay. What league you fighting?
So Gamebred Bare Knuckle MMA. I'm partnered with George Masvidal, and it's his new Bare Knuckle MMA league. So it's the first like kind of mainstream Bare Knuckle MMA league, and I will be the first middleweight world champion.
Oh, so you're training to fight now, Bare Knuckle.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately the goal is to be, you know, the biggest fighter on the planet. Because when I'm the biggest fighter in the world, I have the platform to essentially be able to tell everybody about my company's food technology. When we get 3 million people on this product line, we'll effectively eradicate childhood malnutrition
from
the planet. This is called Aloe Vea, A-Love-A.com. You can use the promo code SAVEKIDS. Pretty much what we do is food technology that biohacks the body. So this is called Focus Plus. It's a nootropic that has a stem cell technology in it. So as you're drinking it, it's turning on the brain. It's all food. There's no artificial flavors or sweeteners or sugars like fucking Prime with sucralose in it. Stop drinking that shit. This is all food technology. So we take food and we make technology out of it. So one of the technologies that we have is called Limitless. Limitless is an all-natural anti-inflammatory derived from betalain. Betalain is found in beets. It's the anti-inflammatory property found in beets, but betalain is attached to the sugar molecule. So we have to use actual science to extract the betalain from the sugar molecule. We put it in capsule form, so one capsule is 500 beets worth of betalain, which lowers the anti-inflammatory markers in a human by 47% at a cellular level in 90 minutes. So imagine we have something that could save the world. And every time you take the product, you send that same nutrition, that same food technology to a child in need. We've sent over 50 million servings of nutrition that have been saving lives to children the last 3.5 years. So
what do you mean you send some of that product to children?
Yeah. So it's called Ace Manin. Ace Manin. If you go to the pinned my pinned video on top of my Twitter, I'm sitting down with CEO Sam Castor. Sam Castor is the one that started this idea in this company, this Buy One Nourish Two. He built a very, very successful company in the early 2000s off this Ace Manin technology. And what's crazy is nobody has heard about it, but it's the world's most naturally researched molecule today. What Ace Manin does, like I said, is it turns on the body's immune system better than anything else from one ingredient found in what's called the aloe vera plant. And it's called Ace Manin. It's a long chain polysaccharide. So what it does in the human body, ours, increases stem cell production naturally by 300 to 400%. So what he started doing in the early early 90s, 2000s, when he built this billion-dollar company, he started donating it to orphanages because he knew that all these children, the number one killer of children worldwide is malnutrition. So what he started to do is he started to donate this technology to orphanages that were losing like 40 kids a year, like one in Romania. After 1 year of donating this technology, no child died. So he goes, oh my gosh, I can take business now and actually save children, which is what he wants to do. Well, he went back to his shareholders. They told him, you know, he wanted to do a buy one, nourish two model, or, you know, every time you buy a product, we nourish a child, like Tom Shoes. And they wouldn't go because they were very, very profitable. So he left that company and then found ours. And the scientist that he actually made that very successful company with came back to him and said, you're never going to guess what? Found a way to make and extract Ace Manin to make it four times more bioavailable than what you had at Manatech. And it's crazy. He's like, what are you going to do with it? He said, I don't know. He said, you're going to let me have it, and I'm going to use it to save the world's children. That's when he partnered with our company with the all-natural anti-inflammatory, and now we have the most powerful food technology on the planet. And when we get 3 million people on this product line, we will effectively eradicate childhood malnutrition from the planet. And then that's why I fight. I fight because this company saved my life, and I wanted to tell other fighters about it because I was told I'd never compete again from a head injury. And after two, I was out for 3.5 months, couldn't read, couldn't do fucking jack shit. There's a lot of people that have suffered from what I've suffered from, especially in football, especially in fighting, especially in all these other, you know, all these other sports. And within 2.5 weeks, I was medically cleared to wrestle. And I was at the number one team in the nation at the University of Minnesota, where we have some of the best doctors in the world. So, yeah, that's why I fight.
Nah, that's dope. So what's your style? Is it wrestling? Do you have a wrestling base or?
So my coach is one of the best coaches in the world. Mike Winklejohn, trained GSB, John Jones, Greg Jackson. They know that I am one of the best wrestlers on the planet, but I have a thing where it's like I don't use it because, you know, nobody wants to see it. Two, if I use it, people will complain about it and call me a boring fighter. And three, I'm really nasty on my feet. I feel like I'm one of the best fighters in the world on my feet. So it's like a free flow. Bruce Lee was my idol growing up, and I'm kind of like, you know, the samurai. I worship the samurai growing up. And they believe that you charge headfirst into the enemy. So that's kind of like, you know, I just move forward and try to knock you out.
Okay, that's dope. So this fight you got coming up, is there going to be, is this like traditional MMA or is it going to be all stand up?
So April 13th, I'll be fighting for, or I have a match at Subversive against Jake Babian. He's a Jake Paul nutlicker. So it's perfect. I'll get to submit him and, you know, beat his ass and then call out Jake Paul for all the bullshit that he's been doing lately, like fighting Mike Tyson. Like, please stop.
Who you got in that fight?
Oh, fucking, I hope Mike is, I want to believe, based off of all the training footage that I've seen of Mike Tyson, that he fucks Jake Paul up. Hopefully it can be a Cinderella story for Mike. Jake is obviously younger, and, you know, I don't know.
What are your predictions? That's what you're hoping, but what are your predictions?
Fuck, I don't know. I think it's going to be a pity-pat bullshit fucking, oh, he's going to jab him high, jab him low, and keep him at distance and fucking run around and try to not get killed. And then he's going to win a stupid fucking decision. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was my estimation.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. He's going to jab, jab, jab. He's got the height. He's got the reach. Yeah. Dance around for 30 minutes, and then the fight's over, and he wins. And
yeah,
Mike wins, right? Because Mike, you know, doesn't get knocked out.
Yeah. Well, let's hope none of that happens.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Mike, and I hope to see Mike win. But I am terrified. I am terrified because if I see Mike even about to go, and I'm just going to turn the TV off before I see him hit the mat. I'm not logging into Twitter for 2 weeks because I don't want to see no clips.
No, I know. I know. Especially if it's Jake Paul, man. Like,
yeah.
Especially that. I mean, you got to think about it this way. Like, as an MMA fighter, it pissed me off so much to watch him even fight like Anderson Silva. Like, Anderson Silva was one of my favorite fighters growing up, you know, and I wouldn't have taken that fight now or back when he took it. You know what I mean? I would have never, even Israel Adesanya, I don't respect him either. Like, I would have never taken the fight against Anderson Silva. Why? Right. Because he's not in his fucking prime.
Oh, yeah.
He's not in his prime. Like, why fucking do it? You know what I mean? I would want him at his best. Right, I would want him when he was fucking fighting Kael Sonnen and, you know, walking through everybody. I don't want to fight him when he's 40.
Yeah.
Like, that's stupid. You have so many other people that you could fight, and you want to waste a win on that. You're a fucking douchebag. To me.
Why you don't like Izzy?
Well, I mean, he's part of my competition. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people that have platforms and don't use them for good. Mm. Or as good as they, you know, as good as they could. And Israel has fought a lot of people, but he's not fought me. And I believe I'm the best in the world that nobody knows about yet. You know, I have the best coaches in the world telling me that. I have a lot of people, you know, in the MMA community who know I haven't even touched my full potential yet. Mm-hmm. And yet I made a lot of the fights that I've had look easy. And I'm competing at a very, very high level, but I'm not really even trying, right?
Mm.
So it's like, how good am I? What's the ceiling? And when I came to Jackson Wink MMA with Coach Greg Jackson and Mike Winklejohn, first day, I looked at him and I said, I will be the first 4-time world champion in the UFC. I will win 185. I will drop down to 170. Then I'll go up to 205. And then I'll fight John Jones at heavyweight. That was my goal. And then I will get out as the number one fighter of all time. And I will be the reason that no child dies from malnutrition any longer.
So why didn't that happen?
Well, I mean, I'm still fighting.
Oh, okay.
I've only been fighting for, I think, how many years professionally? Like 3 or 4 years professionally. We lost 2 years.
So you haven't had your first UFC match yet?
No. We've lost. I mean, everybody's been calling for it. I'm the most viral fighter on the planet that is not in a major organization.
Hmm. Interesting. So you got a fight coming up. Whose ass have you kicked already?
I don't like to say it. I don't like to see. That's the thing. Like, I'm very respectful of my
opponent. What's your record?
We are what, 8-8 or 9-3? 9-3, I believe.
Okay, so who kicked your ass?
Nobody's kicked my ass, actually. Nobody's kicked my ass.
So with the distance.
So if you even watch, like, my last fight, for instance, I fought a guy named Curtis Millender. He's a legend, especially kind of like in the MMA community. He's fought, you know, some of the greats in the UFC. He knocked out Thiago Alves with a vicious knee. I fought him when he was on a 4-fight win streak. He was supposed to retire at the end of the year last year. He was talking all this shit to me, saying how it was going to be an easy fight, all this shit. If you look at the fight afterwards, my face is completely fine. I'm barely breathing hard. I am sitting there like thinking I won the fight, and then it goes the other way, and all the comments are, what the fuck, King Bao won that fight. Mm. So if I get touched by a guy who's known for, let's just say, touching people, kind of like Joe Biden, if I get, if you know what I mean, if I if I can sit there and fight with one of the best in the world on stand-up and not get touched, what does that say? And there was a point in time where I had him down and I was beating the fuck out of him, and he turned his head to the referee, and he made it look like I hit him in the back of the head, so the referee stood us back up. But I had 3 minutes to work. If he didn't do that, and afterwards, after the fight, fuck you, Curtis. After the fight, he comes up to me and he goes, oh, yeah, you had me, bro. You should have never let me talk to the fucking referee. You should have never – you, bro, I wasn't getting up. You had my wrist. Like, you're the strongest person I've ever met. Like, you should have never let me talk to the referee. You didn't hit me in the back of the head. Fuck you, Curtis. So yeah, that you know, it's stuff like that. And then, you know, I lost another fight early on when I was 3-0. I took a guy on who was 11-0. So I was 3-0, he was 11-0, and I moved up a weight class on 2 weeks' notice. That was my first loss. That I was winning the entire fight on the feet. I took him down. He won every fight by submission. And I just was, you know, kind of like hitting him and whatever. I didn't pass. I was young and I was cocky. And he got me in a triangle choke.
Mm.
And he's that was Jordan Young. He actually died a couple of years ago. So rest in peace to Jordan Young. But he was an up-and-coming talent too. So I've never got my ass kicked. Nobody's ever kicked my – I would love that. I would love to lose bad. I would love to lose bad because that means I'm pushing myself in who I'm fighting. Mm. But I had to be pushed like that. So
what's your training look like?
Every day, Monday through Friday, I try to do something light Monday through Saturday. So today would be ground and pound. Tomorrow is big glove sparring.
How long is ground and pound? 2 hours, 3 hours?
Yeah. So it goes about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yep. Then sparring Tuesdays and Thursdays, big glove sparring on Tuesday, Wednesday's wrestling, Thursday, small glove sparring. Friday is kind of like a freestyle day. You can just, you know, do what you want with whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And any weight training involved in that week? And, you know, what else goes into this?
Body weight. I'm all body weight. I do
all body weight?
Yeah, all body weight outside of like my maces and my, like, it's called a paraball. Mm-hmm. So like this thing. Here's a plug, functional patterns. You're welcome. This is called the paraball. You swing it, right? And then you can slam it, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
That thing is like a damn medieval weapon.
It is. It is indeed.
Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. Dope. Well, you know, good luck on your next fight.
Appreciate you, my friend.
Where do we watch that?
You can watch it at Subversive. S-U-B-S-E-R. S-I. Subversive. It's the number one combat jiu-jitsu platform pretty much in the world. Mm-hmm. Me and my team will be competing to win the championship belt, and I'm starting to take over for jiu-jitsu, so it's going to be wonderful.
You don't play chess, do you?
I love chess.
Do you?
I love corridor more, but chess is – I love chess.
What's your chess elo?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I'm not
that, like, deep into it. You enjoy the game, but you're not deep into the – okay.
Sure.
I'm a chess geek, so.
Really?
Yeah. I was asking you because I know they have, like, chess and fighting now. They call it chess boxing, where, like, you play chess for a certain amount of time, then you do a round, then you come back to the chess board, and you do a round.
That's super cool. How do you win? Do you win on the chess board or in the fight?
I think you get judged for both, or fight. Wherever you get knocked out first. I forget how it goes, or – or do they play the match and then box? I forget how. I haven't seen one, but I know they do this. I know it's a thing.
I'm going to look it up. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. It's going to be super dope. I think this is a new thing coming up with some of the influencers. So, first of all, I want to come back to the Kool-Aid on your desk. It looked like red Kool-Aid, bro, on the desk. Hold that up again.
It's pretty much Kool-Aid, yes.
That's it right there?
Yeah, no, I'll show you. Hold up.
Let me see this stuff, man.
On Focus Plus. This is what it looks like. So it's an immune activating drink. So you're drinking that Ace Man and that I told you about.
Okay.
So this is what it looks like. Aloe Vera, A Love A. Love is in the middle, right? Love is in the middle of everything.
I like that.
Yep. And then this is that all natural anti-inflammatory that I told you about. This is called Limitless. Mm-hmm. And so what it looks like, these are those betalain pills. And so it's like some people say, well, is that beetroot powder?
And
no.
What are the benefits of that one? You said it has stem cell regeneration.
Yep, so it lowers the inflammatory markers at a cellular level in a human by 47%.
Okay, this is anti-inflammatory.
Imagine not being sore after you work out.
Right.
Imagine being able to recover 5 to 6 times as fast.
Mm.
Bro, it's great. I have a picture that I always show when I go live or when I'm talking about it. After a fight, I couldn't close my hand because I hit him like wrong, and my hand was swollen.
Mm.
I took 6 Limitless that night, and like I was complaining to everybody at the hotel. And the next morning, all the swelling is gone.
Wow.
All the swelling is gone after taking 6 of these bad boys.
Dang.
So instead of taking Tylenol and ibuprofen and all that bullshit that you're taking that causes stomach ulcers, take food technology that has one ingredient in it. And every time you take it, you send this life-saving technology to a child in need. And once we get 3 million people on this product line, we'll effectively eradicate childhood malnutrition from globe.
Mm.
Drink something that activates your brain instead of slows it down. Why are you
drinking? Let me see the packaging for that one, for the drink. How does that taste? I wonder how that tastes.
Phenomenal. It's everything that we do tastes phenomenal because you won't take it if it doesn't.
And that's the nootropic.
Yep, that's the exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
That's dope. We got a nootropic too. Maybe we should collab, man. I got a nootropic out. Flow.
Fire. Dope.
Ours is 100% herbal.
Love it.
But yeah, I think more people need to be on that stuff, man. More people need nootropics in their life, man.
Yeah, because they're dumbing us down through the food and through the chemicals that they spray in the fucking air. Like, if you're not biohacking right now, you're behind.
Yeah.
And you have to take control of your health. And if you don't take control of your health, then they're going to control it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what they do when they have control.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen what they do. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So recently in the news, they said that Jesus is King is anti-Semitic. Have you seen that headline?
Yeah, I said that. Wait. Who said that Jesus is King is anti-Semitic?
Jeremy Boring.
Okay. Well, Jeremy sounds boring. Okay. He sounds retarded. He sounds dumb. So let's be honest. Who's saying that? Nobody who's Christian is saying that Christ is King is anti-Semitic. There's probably only one type of person that's saying it. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong
What if, let's say you're a Jewish person, right? And, you know, you obviously do not affirm that, Jesus is King, right? That's what their belief system is. They believe that he was a regular man. He's not the Messiah. What is it anti-Semitic if I reply to you and say Jesus is King?
Fuck no.
Because it's directed towards a Jewish person.
Hey, Hotep, you and I are what we consider maybe Moors or African American or African, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have bigger noses than majority of people?
Yeah.
Do we have bigger lips? Are we better kissers? Yes. Okay. So. It just is what it is, bro. It is what it is. Am I going to take offense for that? Am I going to take offense for saying, oh, he a big nose, big lip, big dick nigga? No, I'm not going to get offended by that. No, truth is truth. So if truth is truth and people believe that Christ is King and that's their truth, then let them have their truth. If you can suck child bloody baby dick, then like, bro, then let us have our own beliefs. Like, if you can believe that that's an okay thing, I think other people can believe that Christ is King and it's not a bad thing. I don't know. That's just my take on it. That's my take on it. Just leave people alone if they're not hurting people. Like, if you're not hurting kids and you're not fucking them, do whatever you want. Be gay, be transgendered, do whatever. Just leave people alone. But, like, to me, I wouldn't suck bloody baby dick. That's not what I would do.
Let me read the tweet here and you can tell me your response to this, right? Says the same way anything becomes anti-Semitic when it is used for the purpose of expressing anti-Semitism. It's like asking, how does a shovel become a murder weapon when it is used to murder someone? This isn't hard. A shovel is not innately a murder weapon. Saying Christ is King is not innately anti-Semitic. It's about how the thing is used. Saying eat some cornbread is not racist if I say to my 3-year-old when she is refusing her dinner. If I say it to a black person, then it could be deemed racist, right? And so then he says, additionally, saying Christ is king for an evil purpose, like using it as a weapon to express your hatred or disdain for Jews, is a grave sin. It plainly violates the third commandment, thou shalt not carry forth the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
I mean, guys, they're just trying to divide and conquer. This has been happening for years. It's been happening for years. It started with Black Lives Matter when I was up in Minnesota during the George Floyd riots, and I knew that the George Floyd death was going to be used to essentially start communism. I'm not retarded. See, I know history. A lot of people don't know history. So if you don't know history, this is called Marxism. Black Lives Matter was a Marxism group. All of this is for communism. Divide and conquer. Get people to hate each other so that we don't come together and we get fucked up by an outer-worldly threat or something like that. Okay? And then we don't know what's going to happen. Who gives a shit if you're Jewish? Who gives a shit if you're Christian? Who gives a shit if you're Muslim? Believe what you believe and leave people alone and be at peace. We're supposed to activate the love in our hearts. Unconditional love. I believe that unconditional love is Christ consciousness. Unconditional love is what allows you to forgive. It is what allows you to ascend from this realm and see everybody as equal. So if we can all just do that, maybe then we would stop talking about what doesn't fucking matter, like race, religion, and skin color. We would just focus on the activity of love and how we could better our communities. And I think that people like this guy are a perfect plant, just like James O'Keefe might be, and is being used to just push a narrative to divide and bring hate to the world. And fuck you, Mr. Boring.
I want to come back to that. You said a couple of triggering things there, specifically communism, which I'm somewhat of a fan of. But I'm also a fan of fascism, so take that with a grain of salt. I just want to make sure we get a couple of things clear as far as James O'Keefe is concerned.
Yes.
You watched the doc. You guys did a watch party. What is the most damning thing? To me, what I heard you say was in regard to the vaccination, he was pushing the jabby jab?
No. So what happened is Justin Leslie was the guy that broke the Pfizer story with the guy talking about he was the light skinned motherfucker that was like evolution. What is it called? Like predictive evolution or like their. Okay. Talking about it was Project Veritas' biggest story.
Right.
So he broke that for them. And he also in 2021 brought vials of the vaccine to James and some other people who ended up looking at it in a microscope and then taking blood and seeing what it did to the blood back in 2021. And it immediately coagulated. So they had information about whatever they were seeing that they knew wasn't good that they end up tucking. And the reason why they tucked it is because supposedly it went against journalistic integrity, or like they could get sued or fined for it. But they knew by giving him the gear that they did that they were already breaking the law. So it's like they did that to ultimately, it looks like, shelve the story so that this never got out. And if that information would have got out back in 2021 and they blew the whistle on it, there's a lot of people that probably wouldn't have taken the you know what. So it's like it's pretty.
But he broke the law.
Well, that's what they said. But hear me out. They've been breaking the law on a lot of things. You understand? Like,
so
okay,
you're saying that they were kind of selective with when they wanted to expose the fact that they are breaking the law.
Bingo. And he lays it out brilliantly. Like, this isn't they've been very interesting how this is one of the only things that Mr. O'Keefe or these people haven't responded to. Like me, bro, I'm all about clearing my name. If there's an issue with me, come to me. We'll have an open conversation about it, bro. I'll do it. And I'm very open. You can see I have no filter. I give no fucks. I say it how I believe it is. Right. I think that's what we should do. Let's have an open discussion and see where we can agree to disagree. And then let's be men and walk away. That is what we are supposed to do. That's why they censor and suppress, because they don't want us having open dialogue. Mm. That's the point. So my whole thing is, just like I was trying to have an open conversation with Jimmy Kimmel, let's have an open conversation, Mr. O'Keefe, and be like, hey, why do you know who Justin Leslie is? I know you do. I know you do. Because you talked on the phone and told him that you went to Bohemian Grove and you were asking if he was mad at you for it. So like, if there's things that just don't add up.
Now, let's stop right there.
Yeah.
I don't think he said he went to Bohemian Grove. He said he went to a Bohemian club. Those are two different things, right?
Fair enough.
Is it?
Well,
I don't know.
Hear me out, bro. It doesn't appear to be because the sentiment of the phone call was checking up on Justin as to whether or not he was upset because some of his staff was upset that he went. And I don't know a bohemian club that you would go to that would upset the people that work for you. I don't know of any one other than maybe one where they potentially do mock sacrifices of children in front of a fucker. I don't know. I just think the conversation needs to be had, bro. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to sit here and be like, James O'Keefe is this, James O'Keefe is this. I'm saying as a truther community, which you are a part of, all I want to do, just like I'm having a conversation with you, let's open the dialogue to let's open the floodgates of dialogue to everyone because we all deserve that. I think now by having a conversation with you, I can respect you more now. Hopefully you can respect me more now that we actually have a conversation and get to see where we think. We both agree on nootropics. We both agree you think that communism good. I think that communism is good if I'm in charge.
Well, I don't believe communism is good. I believe communism is good if I'm in charge. So we're like on the same page.
Bingo. Exactly. So that's the point, right? So we can all find ways to agree. And I just think we need to have open conversations, especially with those who are respected in what we do. I have built my platform organically while shadow banned, while censored and suppressed, hoping that I could get a platform like James O'Keefe. If I was never shadow banned or censored off of TikTok, I'd have millions of followers right now. And I could direct conversation and narrative in the public square differently than what I can now. I have a lot of fans and I'm super grateful for you all. Truly, I'm honored by you. But imagine the power that we would have if we had a following like Dom Lucrey or James O'Keefe, and we could start being like, hey, James, what's this over here?
Why'd you throw Dom Lucrey in the same bucket as James?
I'm not throwing Dom in the same.
Okay.
I'm saying if we had the type of
following.
Bingo, right? I've gotten censored and suppressed and shadow banned, and I think that's why I don't have that platform. And I'm saying if more people weren't, if the suppression monster was never used against me, well, then I could probably have a conversation with James O'Keefe and be like, hey, man, let's clear the air. Let's just clear the air. I want to like you. I want to love you. I just shared a video of his 4 days ago, bro, before I saw this. Mm. You know what I mean? I just shared a video praising him, being like, this is how we should think. He was talking about how I can't have friends or people around me that aren't willing to lose their life for this shit. Mm. My circle is so small, bro, and it's because I can't fuck around with people who aren't willing to fuck around and find out. I will find out at the highest level. I give no fucks. Who's the pedophiles in Hollywood? I want to know. I want to have that conversation. Who was Jeffrey Epstein's client list? Who was that? We need to know. Why did that come out in January and we still don't know? Why? Who's directing the conversation or what's happening behind the scenes? We as a people deserve to know.
Yeah.
So that's all I feel.
So there's a conflict happening in the Middle East. I guess there's three takes, right? One of them is none of my business. Another one is, you know, viva la Palestine. And the other one's viva la Israel. Where are you laying on that? Do you support Palestine, Israel? Well, I don't think you support Israel by the way you're speaking on this interview. But are you a Palestine or you're a I don't really give a shit guy?
Watch, there are a lot of good people, I'm sure, who are in Israel who want nothing to do with this war. I'm sure that there are some people in Palestine who want nothing to do with this war, and all they want to do is love and be with their family. They want to provide for their family. They want to have the opportunity and potential and the possibility to be able to give opportunities to their children. That's all they want to do. So they're like me. They're like me. Bro, I've walked away from every fight that I've ever had outside of the cage. Walked away from it. I've had people spit in my face, loogies rolling down my face, all while knowing I could end that person. That shows real strength. Having the ability to do something, being a samurai in the garden and not ending people, that shows real strength. So for me, it's like when you're bombing innocent women and children who have nothing to do with war and wartime, then I don't know. To me, that's a Satanist behavior. To me, the military-industrial complex, to me, is run by Satanist pedophile fucks. That's my conspiracy. My conspiracy is that everybody at the highest level are Satanist pedophile fucks. Why? How? Why do I think that? Well, Liz Crokland did an amazing documentary called Out of Shadows, where they expose there's people in the CIA and the military industrial complex and people in Heliweird that are in dark suits who are Satanists at the highest level, and they control potentially might be the military industrial complex. So I think about that, and I think about who would want to bomb innocent women and children. I'm not using the Jew term. I don't use Israel Jews. No, I think it's potential Canaanites, Khazarians, whatever, who worship Satan. Why would you want to bomb innocent women and children for land? Who gives a shit? There's land everywhere. Because this land is holy in the book that you have to believe in for you to believe in this religion. I believe in unconditional love. I believe that when we activate our heart space and we learn how to become consciously aware that we create our reality and we can do everything in love, we're following all of the highest examples, whether it be Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, Allah, what? That is the highest. That's where we need to be living our lives from. And then when we all realize that, we can all leave each other the fuck alone and live in peace, hopefully. Well, retarded.
Well said. Well said. Some of that stuff you said, I'm going to have to condemn. I don't know this nigga YouTube.
I'm not on YouTube. I got kicked the fuck out of YouTube. I was after Alex Jones and David Icke. They got me the fuck out of here.
What do you mean, Alex? What, you did a stream with them?
When David Icke first got deplatformed and Alex Jones first got deplatformed, I was like 3 months behind them for vaccine misinformation, because I was telling everybody about the lipid nanoparticles and the arrays that is now fucking verified to be in this shit. So it's like, they got me.
Got you out of here during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't talk about that shit then. You can barely talk about it now. Wow. Okay. Let's come back to communism now. You said... can't remember exactly what you said, but you alluded to something that showed signs of communism emerging in the United States. What are you seeing that are some of these red flags or whatever that you believe that is bringing in a communist?
Yeah, so it was crazy. I'm from Minnesota. So me and Stu Peters, it's crazy how we are working together now, because we didn't know each other 4 years ago, and we both started talking out 4 years ago during the time of the George Floyd riots, because I innately, intuitively knew that the switch was being pulled. And if you go back on my Facebook, Joel R. Bauman now, you can go back 3-4 years ago and see the videos that I was doing during the George Floyd riots, starting to question the narrative. Why are all of these protests happening? Hey, wait a minute. Why are there bricks being laid out for people to use? I showed another video. I have another video on my Facebook of a police officer dressed in full riot gear going to the auto center while everybody else is protesting and starting to break the windows. And people are running up to him being like, hey, man, what are you doing? Why are you breaking the windows? And he's like, get out of my face. And then it shows he's an actual police officer. People do a side-by-side of his face, and they put his face up. Oh, and it was an actual police officer. So to me, bro, that tells me, potentially, that there might be a coup. What George Soros believes in open borders. They have literally been telling everybody what they are essentially doing. When I say communism, I mean New World Order 2030 agenda, because that's the ultimate form of communism and control. They're taking China's essentially blueprint and saying, okay, let's install cameras everywhere. Look at all the cameras in fucking Walmart that have popped up. Or look at all the cameras that you now see everywhere. Facial recognition. You can now pay with your hand. They have been slowly dog walking us into communist AI dick. That's what's been happening. And they're trying to fuck us all with it. So I, since for the last 4 years, have been going, as a black man who got ridiculed, for speaking out against Black Lives Matter. I'm like, what has Black Lives Matter done? They destroyed my favorite city. I lived in Minneapolis, St. Paul for 8 years, bro. I lived there. I went to college there. I love that city. It's a beautiful city. Now it's struggling. What place that the riots happened got better? None of them. Where did the money go? Nowhere. The leaders even said, hey, we're communists and Marxists. If you're not retarded and you haven't seen The Deadliest Virus, everybody needs to see that. I was sharing that documentary 3 years ago where they talk about how they use and they pit people against each other. And that's how communism starts. Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx. Like, it's all in there. And all these people, Satanists, pedophile fucks. So I think communism is actually a ploy of these Satanist pedophile fucks, because they know how to destroy humanity and take control, and that's what they want. That's what Satan would want.
So yeah. When did you get hip to the, you know, Black Lives Matter shim sham?
Immediately. I knew it was bullshit.
So like
I knew
what, 2015?
Because hear me out. They tried to do a race war in Minneapolis. We were the epicenter, bro. The KKK and everybody from Minnesota, you know what I'm talking about. In Minnesota, when this shit popped off, bro, there were live streams every night after George Floyd's riots of everything happening at once. It was crazy. Like, if there was a fire or a protest going on, people would be over there with their cameras, and you could live stream this, live stream over here. The KKK and Black Lives Matter and some of the gangsters up in North Minneapolis were having shootouts, right? To me, I think, my opinion is, George Soros sent both Black Lives Matter and the KKK and Antifa and all these motherfuckers in and just said cause havoc. That's what I believe. Why? Because it destabilized our fucking city. We disbanded the police and nothing good has happened from it. There were shootings every fucking week. Somebody just got murked last week in Minneapolis. I mean, a bunch of people got murked, but a 18-year-old boy just got murked I think it was the subway station. Like, there's just so many things that have happened because of lawlessness. You need righteous order. We don't need – everybody's like, okay, we need police. I believe we need righteous order. Look, here's how I would handle everything. This is how I would handle everything. If you steal, fuck jail. Fuck jail. Why go to jail? Let's just take your hand and hit it with a hammer real quick in front of everybody. We're going to say, hey, this guy stole – that's it. He stole, you know, he took from these people. You know, we warned him the first time. He did it again. So in front of everybody, let's just take him. Hey, you knew you stole, right? Yeah, I know I stole. Okay, we're just going to take a big rubber hammer one time. Put your hand out. Boom. Right? If we break the hand, we break it. Okay, but a broken hand is better than being in a place full of savages. We used to spank children. Right? Did you get spanked? Did you get spanked?
Yeah.
Okay, same. I think I turned out really good compared to the
children. Where your family from? You got a little island African look to you.
So I was adopted. I grew up adopted. My mother gave me life. Okay. She chose the parents that I have to raise me. So I grew up in bumfuck. Dope. I grew up in bumfuck Minnesota, out in the middle of nowhere. So that's another reason why I have the mentality that I do. I think that these children, they need to have discipline in their lives, whether that's a sport, whether that's someone that they look up to. You know, I feel like when there is healthy discipline, there is healthy discipline. We don't do it healthily. We use the courts to essentially enslave people when we don't have to do that. And I think that there's many other ways that we can do that. And I also think like cutting off someone's hand for stealing is extreme. So let's meet in the middle. You know what I mean? Meet in the middle, rubber hammer. There you go.
Reparations for Black people. Where do you stand on that one?
Oh, fuck out of here. We're royalty. We're the ones that created this technological system. We're the fucking Egyptians. We are the Moors. We're the ones that actually started all this shit. So we need to stop being fucking victims and saying, we need to get old for slavery. We put ourselves in slavery, you stupid motherfuckers. We're the one that sold ourselves off. So if you knew history, you would know that and you would start to act like a royal that you are. And you would start to believe in yourself and go, I'm royalty. I'm a royalty. Why would I ever need a handout? What can I create? Bro, you built a platform creating. I have built a platform creating. We both do music. We both do dope music. How did we get there? We had to believe in ourselves enough to actually transmute the thoughts and the beliefs that we have and then create. No fucking that's victim mentality. That's government handout mentality. And look what it's done to the Black fucking community. Look what it's done. Look what child support has done. When Black women can marry the government, they do. Right? We've done this to ourselves, so we need to stop talking this reparation shit. That's why my name is King Bao. That's why my name is King Bao, because I will get it myself. I will get it myself.
Wait a second. You said something a little bit controversial there.
Let's go.
Black people are the ancient Egyptians?
Black people are the ancients of ancients. Yeah. Absolutely. Why is it that we make music the way that we do? And when Mr. Hendrix or someone that's singing a soulful song, he can stop the entire room and everybody can what's called oscillate and entrain to the same frequency where everybody in unison is doing this, saying yes. Well, if the universe is mental,
What's the most powerful thing that you can make someone say? Yes. That's inviting. Everybody wants to hear. What's the thing that everybody's afraid to hear most? No. What's the thing that everybody is afraid to say most? No. So I believe that, yes, we are fucking magicians being able to make people do this shit. We're magicians making people feel a certain way, feel good around us when we're cracking jokes and we're laughing. Why do the women of today's world want to love us more than ever before? Because truth is becoming truth. Truth is truth. Are we not more athletic? Respectfully. I say this respectfully.
Sound like a black nationalist, King Bao. You sound like a black supremacist.
I love, hey, if you knew how many white women I've been with, you wouldn't say that, okay? So let's just get that out of here. Let's just.
Wait a second. Hold on.
I love everyone. I love them all. We love them all. But I'm just saying, right? Okay. Everybody's holy and divine in their own way, right? Everybody's holy and divine. We just got the sauce. We got the sauce. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's talk about white women then, right? Because that's a popular topic on this channel.
Absolutely.
Should black people procreate with white people, or should we practice racial superiority? You said you did? Well,
I did. I used to let it go, bro. I had no cares.
Well, you got a white baby mama?
Two.
You got two white baby mamas?
Two at the same time. Let's just say that. At the pinnacle of my career, at the pinnacle of my career, I got two of them at the same time. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I was making a little bit of money, was feeling a little confident. Wasn't really, you know, maybe who I needed to be at the time. And we had five beautiful children and 4 years out of it. Okay. So put that two and two together. We did a lot of fun. Okay.
Why the white women and not a black woman?
Well, because I grew up in a white community. I was the only African American male in a small community of Norwegians. So just one, that's what was around. Two, I didn't necessarily understand black culture and was never really accepted by black culture. I mean, it's a perfect example. I just battled daylight like back in March, and a lot of people, he's the number one battle rapper in the world, arguably. And it's like the whole entire black community and the whole entire hip hop community didn't want to accept me. You want to know why? Because of how I talked. Or how I dressed, or how I looked. When I went to college, I went to the University of Minnesota, and I wrestled for the number one team in the nation. And I went from a small fucking farming community all the way to the big city, right, 2 hours away. And the first thing I would hear from fucking black people is, nigga, you talk funny. Nigga, you talk funny. What do you mean? I don't have a, well, you got an accent. Nigga, you got an accent. What do you mean? I talk fucking perfect. That doesn't make any sense. You don't make any sense. What do you mean I have an accent? It would always, bro, it would always piss me off. Like, I would accept them, but they wouldn't accept me.
Does it still piss you off?
Yeah, it's still fucking, like.
Because you got a white accent, bro. If we had a conversation over the phone, I'd be like, who this white boy I just got off the phone with?
Absolutely. But if I played you my music and I transformed, because it's all an act, bro. It's all a fucking act. If I transformed, all of a sudden I'm King Bao and it's, hey, yo. You know what I mean? Then it's like, oh.
It would be fake. It would be fake. I wouldn't like that. Like, if I heard you talk and then you went to hip hop and changed, I'd be like, nah, that's not cool. I want to hear him sound how he normally sounds.
Hear me out and hear me out. I agree with you, but we all have ways of transforming. Meaning, here's what I mean by that. When you're with a girl and you're trying to seduce her, do you not transform?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you listen to some of my love songs, I wouldn't be talking like this. I would be talking with a little bit more. I would be talking more with a little bit more, but it probably isn't this voice, right?
Yeah.
I could, bro, this is me animated. My real nature is nonchalant. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
This is who I actually, I'm on a podcast. I got to be entertaining. You have an audience who doesn't know who the fuck I am. So now I got to transform and I got to be like, bro, but if it was actually me, I would be sitting here with a fucking joint. It's fucking morning. I woke up. I literally messaged you and I just said, I just got up.
Yeah.
I had to do all my rituals, take all my fucking products. Right.
Yeah.
And do what I need to do, get the incense burning, which I haven't even fucking done yet. Right. Like, I got to do my morning rituals, but that's transforming. So again, I don't like that argument, because at the end of the day, we all transform for whatever it is that we desire.
Absolutely. Yeah, you transform in front of kids. I transform when I'm pulled over by the police. Absolutely. There's a lot of transforming that happens. I transform on Fox.
Yeah. So why then can't I transform into, hey, yo, I will damage you. Open my mouth and let the cannon loose. Pure cancer in the box. That's a tanning booth. Commanding troops of use from African roots. Known to shoot, drop, or kill. Any man when he moves. Blood diamond. Ruthless. Horrorcore. Horror to the core. I'll snatch your soul from your body and smash it in a door. I'm disaster after war. My laughter's for the gall. I'm a puncher slicing deep like I'm a master with the swords. I'm a grave digger. Watch my rage get thicker. Lines will leave my foes unconscious like some laced up liquor. Pace is quicker. Blessed with the spring of a steed. I ate half my mom's stomach when my parents conceived. I'm a soldier from the dead. I'll throw a boulder down a ledge. Watch a rush down to a village, crushing shoulders, arms, and head. My heart is colder than lead. If you want to test my style, get a sword for a pen. Because I spit flames, walk in the club, and lick dangs. Then sniff can go crazy and slap a bitch like Rick James. Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? So can I be confident or not? Can I be confident or not? Can I transform or not? No? Oh, it's corny. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I mean, shit.
That was
damn.
Grade.
I was can't remember grade. The last time we had a freestyle on this channel.
Oh, this is a hotel, brother.
Yeah.
Now I got to go check out you in Daylight Battle. I love battle rap.
That's awesome.
Somebody in the chat said, this white man spitting.
That's a fire. Thank you.
My chat is disrespectful, man. They are
no, man, but hear me out. So I have a group called The Undeniables.
Okay.
And we are The Undeniables. We are the greatest group of all time. And I'm saying this flat out. I have King Bao Radio. So whenever I go live, it's King Bao Radio now. And I play my own shit because no one else will. And on King Bao Radio, everybody for the last week has been hearing The Undeniables music. And we are undeniable. There is nothing that anybody can say on this chat that will refute my group being the best. We were fucking poor when we got together. All of us were struggling. All of us were broke. Nobody wanted to believe in us. We were the black sheep. I was always laughed at because I'm white, because I'm all this shit. Now nobody can deny our music, bro. Mm. Nobody can deny our music, and we're called The Undeniables, and we're about to take over all of music. We don't fuck kids. We never had to sell our soul or our butthole to get to where we are. I made it without Helly Weird, P. Diddy, and my soul and butthole intact. Hashtag no soul or butthole. I really do this, and I'm willing to tell people I do this. So much to the point where, hey, this way. This is the can I play something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Give me 30 seconds. This is called Good Die Young off of The Undeniables' new album, GOAT, greatest group of all time. We are the three goats, and we're come back to lead the sheep to the promised land.
Hopefully we can hear it. Play it. Let me see.
You should be able to hear them.
No, right. No, I can't hear it because the cancellation. Send me the link and I'll play it on my side.
Yes, I got you 100%.
Send it to my DMs. I'm going to read some super chats really fast here while you're sending it. You send it?
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay. Cassius Cam, thank you for the $5 super. Cassius Cam says, as the Hotep Nation combat expert, King Bao is a problem for everyone. Good luck to you on your journey to gold. Yeah, Cassius Cam, he's got a gym. He trains. He is appreciate our in-house combat expert. And if thank he you. Says you a problem, then you a problem.
Thank you, brother.
I got to defer to his expertise.
Thank you.
And we're going to check out that fight. I'm going to be paying very close attention. And I just need a favor, though.
Yes, of course.
It's one of the dreams I've always had, okay?
Yep.
One of my dreams was to come out to the ring as the entourage with a fighter.
Of course. Done. Consider it done. Whenever we can, whenever you can link at any of my fights, I just sent it to you on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, let's make it happen. I would love that.
So if I pop up, I could be in the entourage?
Done. Bro, I don't cap. I don't cap and I don't lie. I hope everybody from your audience realizes that I just try to be authentic, bro.
Yeah.
Regardless of how it looks to anybody else, I've had to realize what authenticity is for me. And like, this was my biggest fear, speaking in front of people for the longest time, or just being who I was, like behind the scenes. Who I am behind the scenes is who I am on camera. You know what I mean? And like, I'm grateful for people accepting me now and seeing it. So thank you for you, brother.
Absolutely. Okay, here it is. Good Die Young. Let's pull this up and I'm gonna play the record. All right,
watch.
It's playing right now. Hold on.
Watch. For anybody that says I can't rap or any of that dumb shit, you're about to look retarded. Drake could never.
King.
I'll fuck Drake up. I'll fuck Kanye up in the beat battle. You heard it here first.
Go. So please don't tell me that a good die young. For all the things I've yet to do and all the things I've done. So please don't tell me that a good die young. If legends never die, I believe I've come, yeah. Some think I am a dead man, cause I won't keep my mouth shut. They only saying that because they scared and they about none. Listen up, I don't give a fuck. They try and put me down cause I live it up. I keep rising, that position stuck. I never pay attention if it isn't love. What's the benefit of notion if they didn't judge? Pride only feels good when it isn't love. When the world tried to shake you but you didn't budge. I'm behind you now for what the mission was. When the disbelief is picking me up. If you ain't here nothing, don't miss me, hun. Treat you like you did me, time to give it up. Gave too many chances, they ain't give me none. Learn most don't go cause the reasons suck. Insomnia, ain't dreaming none. Clown world, that's illusory. Big L's a pair of duck. Only move forward when the mirror's low. Enlightenment when the fear is shunned. Been telling them but they ain't hearing none. Ears to hear, eyes to see. Even government's gotta try to me. Learn ain't real if you have to try to be. If you hate me, I'll let you lie to me. Hip hop is my diary. Ascend of the clouds like the time to see. Big joint, I drag on mighty beast. I'm a legend, didn't have to die to be. I'm a legend, didn't have to die to be.
I can't even sleep in bed. I think and dream of what you said. Feeling for the peace. I'm only decent of the mess. Even when you're speaking, we agree with me instead. I'm not the king you want to keep. You'll end up leaving me for dead. Family, turn their back on me. Said I ain't gonna make it. I've been working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, y'all got it. Y'all got a sound.
Yeah.
100%. Y'all got a sound. All right. Yeah, this shit is official. This shit's official.
We're about to take over everything.
Sounds clean. Sounds very clean. Sounds like you guys got a good engineer. Sounds like you guys got a good producer.
Very.
Two things that's really hard to come by. Mm-hmm. Metastep, $2 super chat. He says, can you ask bro if he knows Nate Baker? Who the hell is Nate Baker?
Oh, Nate Baker from Minnesota? Are you talking, yeah, Nate, did he wrestle at the U of M? Is he Randy Baker's son? Absolutely. Randy Baker was a coach, was one of the most legendary coaches in Minnesota history for wrestling, and Nate Baker was his son.
Oh, okay. Some Minnesota history here.
Yep.
Dope. There you go, Metastep.
Yeah, shout out Nate Baker.
Shout out Gene Delco, member for 1 month. Appreciate you, one of our Hotep initiates. Doug Too Deep, pause. It's $5 super. What's up, HJ? I haven't seen you since Hotep Con. I think they're setting us up to choose either communism or fascism. Both are totalitarian control. I think we could talk about this before we go. So the powers that be, the they, right? Says, you know, choosing between somebody called him Pog Bow. Come on, nerd. Nerd is like, he's king. He's another one. He love the Pogs. It's you, him, Unk. And do you follow ZV Bear?
Who's ZV Bear?
You got to follow ZV Bear, yeah.
I have to.
You got
to
follow. He basically trolls about, you know, like, white women. Yeah.
Come on. The reason, just like how we're an anomaly, bro, the reason why black people love fat ass white women is one, they're, to me, from what I've gathered, a little bit more submissive, right? They desire you off the rip. So they're willing to, like, you know, respect you or listen to you a little bit more. And it's an anomaly, right? Back in the day, back in the early 50s, you didn't see a lot of Pogs, and now all the GMOs and shit that we've all been eating, they know what they've been doing. Okay, they've been creating these women in the lab, literally.
Big JTV said we need Bab with a black woman immediately.
Oh, hear me out, black women love me, and I love them. Trust me, like, love black women, and yes.
So, yeah, you know, he said they're trying to make us choose between communism and fascism. And, you know, if I had to respond to that, I don't think that's the case, because fascism is a means to create any system, or a mean to force feed a system, or brute force a system into existing. So you can use fascism to install any system of your pleasing. In fact, you know, I think that it's probably one of the best ways to create freedom is through fascism. Can also be a way to take away freedom. But I do believe there is some communist leanings to that. How would you comment on that? Choosing between what's that?
Go ahead.
You know, he's basically asking, you know, are they making us choose between communism and fascism?
No, because I think that they try to say fascism is, I feel like they try to say that that is making money and being an entrepreneur and all this other shit and like the competitive marketplace. But the free market is essentially what allows everybody to do what they do. So I feel like they just try to blur the lines in all of this shit. It's like there's people who die trying to make it here because they believe in this society of what's called freedom, which is simply a free marketplace. Like in some places, you can't be an entrepreneur. You can't see how much money you can make. So like you can't see how big you can become. And that's like in communist dictatorship. I mean, fucking Yanmi Park has blown up over here because she escaped a communist dictatorship in North Korea and has been talking about it and writing about it. And when you hear how they live over in that, like they can't make money. They got to worship their fucking president. You think you don't have freedom over here? We don't have to worship. We can make fun of our president. We can call him retarded. We can make memes of him falling down and potentially being a child fucker and sniffing kids and shit. Like we have the freedom to do that. You do that over in North Korea, you get firing squad and you get seven generations of that. They kill seven generations of your family if you fucking speak out against the Kim Jong-un. Oh, that one made me laugh. So again, bro, like communism is not good, I don't think, unless you're in control. If I was a dictator, I would be communist, yes. But
the free market, why would you be communist if you became dictator?
Because it's just like, hey, wait, you think what about me? You think, oh, you still believe that no, I can't say that. That would be no. I do have a filter.
I was about to say, I was like, does this dude have a line? Does he draw a line anywhere?
I did there. See, I have self control. Okay.
All right.
Good.
All right.
That was good practice for the day.
I was getting worried. I was getting worried for a second.
That was going to be bad. That was going to be bad. So I cut it. I cut that one. Self control. See?
Oh my God. All right. Last topic. Then we're going to go. I'm going to close out the show. shut up, nerd. He said he just bodied HJ. Oh, that was crazy. Candace Owens. She just parted ways with Daily Wire.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Yeah, a lot of people on my live stream with Stu Peters last night were saying Candace Owens needs to team up with me and Stu Peters, but supposedly they've had beef, so I don't think that's going to happen. But hey, you know, Candace Owens has started to speak out against, you know, some things and some people, and it's like Stu was doing that 2 months ago on Alex Jones. I went on Alex Jones in fucking, I think it was November. He went on there in January. And he went viral for calling out Alex for not calling out essentially the people, you know, and Zionism and the control that they have over our entire fucking system. And now here, fucking 2 months later, everybody's trying to hop on the, hey, I think these people might be controlling our fucking nation and the world, and we should probably do something about it. Like now everybody has that sentiment because somebody had to get on the chopping block. Like Stu just had an article wrote about him saying that, oh, he opened up the floodgates for Candace Owens to essentially do what she's doing. And it was, you know, by a bigger like media company. So
Stu's taking credit for that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. And if you're hip to it, he probably should, because he was the first person on a major platform and organization to come at someone like Alex Jones and say, you won't speak out against Zionism and these people. Right. So yeah. You know?
Where did he do that at?
He did it on InfoWars. Yeah.
He went on InfoWars and called out Alex?
bro, if you haven't seen that clip, go back and just type in, if you go on band.video or InfoWars, just type in Stu Peters, Alex Jones. It was the most viral someone's went on Alex Jones show in a minute. And I was on Alex Jones show, and I'm fucking awesome. But like Stu talking about the Jews and, you know, Zionism, like he a lot of people feel like he exposed Alex, or, you know, but I don't know if he exposed him. I just think that Alex didn't want to touch it, which kind of makes you question some things. You know what I mean? Hmm.
Well, if Zionists didn't, let's assume that's correct, that Zionists control everything, right? If they didn't, wouldn't somebody else?
Facts. Absolutely.
And can we really be mad at him?
No, that's the point. But like, I can be mad at you if you fuck kids. I think that that's not good. I think that if you got tunnels that are leading to places that might have soiled mattresses on them and you're fucking children, I think that that's an issue. And like, bro, if they you know what they do to pedophiles in prison? Like, bro, my buddy fucking Chappie, roll call with Chappie. Everybody go check him out. Peter Meyerhoff. He used to be the guy at the Arizona Prison Center for 7 years, bro. He ran the yard. He would tell me about the things that they would do in prison to, like, pedophiles, right? And it ain't good. They get points for them. They get brownie points for them because it's like they don't matter, because a lot of those people had issues when they were a child, or they got taken advantage of when they were a child, and part of the thing that caused them to maybe go down the path that they did. That's why they don't respect people like that. And if you are in control, I can't respect you. Like, I can't respect you like that.
You know what my issue is?
What?
I don't like saying something is true unless I can prove it. And I think that a lot of this stuff about Zionists controlling our world cannot be proven. Or controlling America. I don't think it can be proven. My theory is that the conglomerate of Jewish people are highly nepotistic and specialize in sciences. Then they over-index in positions of power because of their proclivity towards self-education. They run their own schools. They run their own systems. Like, I just saw something the other day about domestic violence in one of these communities. It was an Orthodox community, and women were saying how they've got to report the DV to the rabbi, and the rabbi has to approve them going to the police, right? So when I think about something like that, obviously my heart goes out to all DV victims, but at the same time, I'm like, that's what's wrong with white society and black society is when there's something wrong, we go directly to the system, right?
Yes. Facts.
Instead of us having some sort of counsel, right?
Yes.
Some leadership in the community, you know?
I agree.
Which I think is valuable. But, you know, I just believe that, you know, Jews create schools, and therefore they create smart people, and those smart people end up in powerful positions. Well, and then they're going to look out for their own best interests.
What about, do you believe that the so it's, you know, some people would consider it common knowledge or whatever, that the Rothschilds are, you know, a Jewish family. And we could all agree that we are in their systems of education. So, you know,
Rockefeller systems of education.
Yes. Rothschilds, Rockefellers. Yeah. I mean, they're both
Rothschild
family.
Banking system, Rockefeller education system.
Yes. And they're both
still kind of Rockefeller banking system too, though. But yeah.
Yes. Yes. And so some people would argue that that is a Jewish system.
But it's not, though. Because you have this same system existed in the Byzantine Empire with fractional reserve banking. You had the Knights Templars running fractional reserve banking. In fact, the guy famously known, I wrote a book on central banking, which is why I have all this knowledge. There's a guy in France named John Law who was not a Jew, who really took fractional reserve banking to the next level using the Mississippi Purchase. Actually, it's the Mississippi company that had the Mississippi Purchase. But, you know, he's running basically, you know, money scams and fractional reserve banking scams, and he got ran out of France. But this is a European guy. So it's not, it does not have Jewish beginnings.
Fair enough. So what I would ask you, if that is your argument, is then what is with Kanye West? Or what is with someone like, I believe, was it, I don't remember, was it Dwight Howard or whoever the fuck it was? What is it with all these people or Stu Peters or whoever coming out and saying, hey, there's a lot of dual citizenship in our government. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
There's so much dual citizenship. There ain't a lot of Chinese dual citizens in the country, but there is a lot of, you know, people who are, you know, of this elk, who are in the music industry, who are in the entertainment industry, who are in high positions in government making decisions. Why is it that all presidents have to go to the wailing wall and wail and kiss it and French kiss it and fuck it? Why do they got to do that? Why? That doesn't make, to me, I just ask questions. I don't have any evidence to say anything either. I agree. That's why I always say hypothetical. I don't know if Jimmy Kimmel's a pedophile, but he was friends to Adam Perry Lang, and Adam Perry Lang was Epstein's chef. Mm. So, hey, what the fuck is that? Hey, can I, hey, Jimmy, let's just have an open conversation. I'm not trying to say you're a pedo. All I'm doing, I know you're running from me. I know you don't want to talk about the Jimmy Kimmel challenge, but bro, either you fuck kids or you didn't. Either we got dual citizens in our fucking nation or we don't. Why are they there? Why do you have to serve two countries? You can't serve the United States and serve another country at the same fucking time, to me. I don't know how you can do that. Our border's fucking open, and all these people, these illegals, are running into where? Black communities and underprivileged societies. Like, we have, are we not going to acknowledge that? So you're going to take people who came from already a position where they weren't necessarily the best, and then put them with other people in positions that aren't necessarily doing the best, and you think we're going to help all these fucking people? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. No, inflation is going through the roof. Now these people are poorer than we've ever been. We're all poorer than we've ever been, unless you got the money. And then you're all right. But if you ain't got it, if you ain't got a couple mil right now, you're not probably doing the hottest. How's fucking groceries treating you? How's gas treating you? Probably not so fucking good. So I think that we have to answer all these questions, bro. We just have to have the conversation to answer all these questions. I'm not making any claims, but I do make observations. I don't make claims. I make observations. And that's why I keep everything in the hypotheticals. So if you're hypothetically on the Epstein client list, fuck you. We should have a conversation with you out in the open. And I want to know, okay, whose kids were you fucking? Where'd you get them? How did you get them? What's the system that brought them to you? Who was the person that signed off on it? I think we need to have all these conversations out in the open. Fuck letting these people run anymore. Hey, why are you a dual citizen? What are some of the bills that you've signed? What are some of the bills that you've passed? How much money through the bills that you've passed have gone to Israel or have gone to other things? Can we see how that money has been spent by Israel as well? Okay, let's do that. Bro, they got paper trails if you send $600 to fucking someone on Cash App. So now I can't see the fucking money, the bill that you passed. We can't figure out what the fuck that money's gone when they just did a couple billion dollar audit on the fucking Pentagon and billions of dollars have just somehow vanished. But if I get fucking $600 wrong on my taxes, it's fuck me. Fuck you. We're not even supposed to be paying that shit. Fuck y'all. Sorry. This is how I get. And this is why I have no filter, because the world's fucking crazy. All we got to do is love each other. We won't even need money. If everybody just had a little acre and fucking grew their own food and traded with everybody, we won't be fucking sitting here, maybe be ruled over by pedophile Satanist fucks who are fucking kids. Like, what the fuck? 600,000 children go missing every year. Stop it. Stop it. What the fuck? Who's making that money?
So who you got in the next election? You got Trump, Biden,
RFK? Said the fucking vaccine is safe. RFK might be funded by Israel. Like, bro, there's just so much bullshit. It's all
so
like
you don't fuck with none of them.
That's all the illusion of choice. I don't mind the things that Trump has said. Some of the things that Trump has said, I don't mind some of the things that RFK has said. But at the end of the day, if you're controlled, it's all a show anyway. So who gives a fuck? They spend millions of dollars in Hollywood and Hollywood to make people believe that they are stars when they're just people reading scripts and acting pretending to be people that they're actually not. They get paid millions of dollars to pretend to be people that they're not. Oh, and there was something called MK Ultra, and it's been proven that the CIA had offices in Hollywood. So if MK Ultra is real, and it's been proven that the CIA have offices in Hollywood, then maybe all of these people in, you know, Hollywood and Hollywood and Pedalwood are actually probably maybe supposed to be there to make us take our attention and put off our attention on things that don't fucking matter. I don't give a fuck about what's happening on Netflix. They got there. We miss 600,000 children a year, bro. I'm trying to fight to save children. I put my life on the line for this shit. I built a platform off of this shit about talking about, hey, why the fuck aren't we saving kids? If 3 million people decided to drink this instead of fucking Prime, we would effectively eradicate childhood malnutrition from the globe. Why aren't we fucking talking about that? I could make actual change right now. I could make actual change right now. Oh, by a free market system, dum-dums. Maybe maybe fucking free market systems aren't so bad. Maybe they aren't so bad. Maybe making money is an okay thing. Because right now with inflation through the roof, everybody wants to make fucking money. They want to make money. They want to make fucking money. So it can't be a bad thing. And if we're all deciding to participate in a system that is an illusion anyways, when we don't even have to fucking pay taxes, or we shouldn't have to because we can all be fucking free citizens... Eternal Zion, all you motherfuckers who are telling people about the law and all this other shit, like, go just follow Eternal Zion and realize that you're probably a system to a slave that doesn't even give a fuck about you anyways, like Social Security. That's all bullshit. We're under maritime law. If you don't know what I'm saying, go read the Maxims of Law by Charles A. Wiseman. We're not even in a real society. So if we're all participating in this bullshit, then let's participate in a way that actually helps us. That's all I'm saying. Jesus Christ. Sorry, Jews. Sorry, Jews.
While I still have a YouTube channel, I'd just like to say, fuck King Bao. I don't know this nigga. I'm unfollowing him. He's blocked on you on Twitter.
I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't know you were on YouTube. If you told me, oh shit, I'm sorry. That's bad.
This YouTube, video is not going to be monetized.
Everything that I'm saying is hypothetical, YouTube. I'm just an asshole. I'm retarded. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I have autism.
I condemn. He must go to the wall in Israel and pay a visit.
I gotta fuck the wall. I gotta fuck the wall. Like, everybody's kissed it and French kissed. I gotta fuck it. Like, I gotta redeem myself. I get it. You know what I mean? And when I impregnate the wall, they can suck its baby dick too. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, the best in the world.
Yeah. Oh. Hashtag cancel King Bao. Hashtag cancel King Bao. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, bro. Sorry, I didn't know. YouTube. Should be on Rumble, though. That's the thing. Should be.
We're on Rumble. We're on Rumble, too.
Okay, good.
Live. We're dual streaming. We're going to have to dual stream because this might not make it past the censors over on YouTube. YouTube, I condemn our guest today.
Yes, sorry. Sorry. I love Jews. Adam King is one of my best friends. He's the Jew of InfoWars. Adam King's the man. He's the Jew of InfoWars. I fucking talk to him all the time. He knows I love Jewish. Everybody, I have Muslim friends, Jewish friends, gay friends, lesbian friends. Like, bro,
love. Do you have any trans friends?
Stop. Why you gotta do that? The only reason, hear me out. Wait. The only reason I don't. Let's be. I'm gonna be honest. Can I be honest? I mean, hey, the only reason that I don't is because, like, my gay friends think I'm beautiful. I'm not gay, bro. I just told you. I got fucking 5 kids in 4 years. Still out fucking. Women. Oh, women. Listen to my music. Get some? Holy shit. I'm all about getting some, right? So, again, gay men, they just love me. And I like that. It's cool that they do. Cool. He didn't pop my butthole. I get it. Like, I'm beautiful. I get it. But, like, trans people, like, and gay people are fearless a lot of the time. They'll let you know. Like, oh, man, I would do all the things I would do to you. Bro, I'm not gay. Why are you talking to me like that? That's like that's assault. Like, I could never talk to you or a woman like that. Like, stop talking to me like that. But a trans person, bro, whole nother level. They'll be sitting here, like, looking at you, licking your lips. Fucking drooling and salivating. Like, they don't give a fuck, bro. If you're willing to walk out in the streets and look like that, you know what I mean? Like, you don't give a fuck. So it comes off too sexually, where then they're looking at you and, like, you're sitting in the same room and they're just, I can't. So I try to avoid them. Not that I don't like them. We all have things that we avoid. I'm not racist. I'm not sexist. I'm not transist. We just have things we avoid. So there's some people that see us and at dark times and they walk the street. They might not be fully racist, but they got a little bit of him, like, okay, he's got his hood up, he's big, he's African American, it's dark out. I don't know. Not taking my chances. You see what New York is like. Fuck out of here. So that's all I'm saying. I don't want to get mugged in New York and raped by a trans man in the subway. That's all I'm saying.
Can I say that?
No, you can't say that.
Dang it. Son of a bitch. I tried. Fuck.
Oh, holy man. Shit. I'm not going to get that Fox call for at least another 3 weeks.
I'm sorry. I'll find a way to make it up to you. Monetize it on Twitter. Just monetize it on Twitter. Put a little clips out. Put it behind the paywall. It'll do great. Oh, shit. Am I canceled yet?
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, King Bao.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Yeah, that's
real. Oh, my God. Fucking what a wild roller coaster this interview was. Amen.
Best in the world, bro.
Next time we talk, it'll be a Rumble exclusive. I'm gonna be keeping an eye on your fights, and once I see one I could get to, best believe I'm trying to hop in the ring with you, and not against you. I want to be in the entourage and.
Yeah. We'll just move around. You can punch me. It'll be fine.
No, I want to walk out in the entourage. I just want to be fake famous.
Well, we can train too. Who gives a fuck? I love sparring. Come on now.
No, we definitely could train. I'm not worried about that. But I need to be seen on TV in the ring and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? With the fighters. This is one of my dreams. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're in Jersey, East Coast, right?
Yeah, I'm in Jersey. Yeah.
I'll let you know ASAP.
I bet. Oh man. All right, man, I'm going to take phone calls. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this short, brief commercial break.